Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the one and only Q-Man, and along with T. Mitch, we're going to bring you another action-packed half hour of neo-soulgasm. What's up, T. Mitch?
You know, giving honor to God who was ahead of my life, I just want to thank myself for helping Alora come up with a great intro. That was amazing.
That was a phenomenal intro.
Shout
I
out
am
to
happy.
Alora.
And I can't wait to see what our CEO thinks of that, because I know he heard it.
It was original. Like, she did all of the vocals on her own. Like, she sent me the original. I didn't really get a chance to listen to the original. You know, circumstances been going on the last couple of days, but I got a chance to listen to that finished product earlier. I got right on the phone. I called Q. I told him, listen to the intro. We are playing this tonight.
That was fantastic, T-Bitch.
That really was.
That was fantastic.
Shout out to Alora.
Fantastic job. I want to say before we start the show that our thoughts and prayers go to Dick Clark's family. He is a music pioneer, as most musicians would tell you. And New Year's will not be the same moving
forward.
Yeah,
no.
I can't imagine watching a New Year's Eve and not seeing Dick Clark. And I didn't care, you know, the slurred speech or whatever. I would hear people say, oh, he shouldn't be on anymore. I loved seeing Dick Clark every year. He was synonymous with New Year's Eve. And now I have to see Ryan Seacrest.
I was just thinking that. I just feel like that's what they're going to do. They were already priming him to be the new Dick Clark, and now we just have to see more of him.
And because I have to be, you know, curbed because of my listening audience, I'm not going to say what I think of Ryan Seacrest.
Please don't, because if you were going to say what I think you were going to say, I would say that maybe 34% of our listening audience would be offended by that comment.
So what's going on, Jay?
Everything is everything. You know, it's a lot going on in soul music. I've been doing my best to keep track, but you and I talked earlier. You know, honestly, don't even know how I'm doing this tonight. Lost my mother yesterday, but my mother was she admired what we do far as speaking out about music and being able to do interviews and doing it on the radio, things that she never got to do. So I know this is something that she would want me to do. And I can't leave you hanging no more. So,
he meant you're a soldier.
You know, I'm trying to be.
You're an absolute soldier, man.
I'm trying
to
be.
You really are.
If this was a hip-hop show, I probably would have took the night off.
Well, let's put you on a happy subject. I read a post on Facebook that I found most interesting today, and I just felt the need to share it with our listeners.
Right.
A woman posted on her Facebook, "My boyfriend just took my son to the Nets game." That's what I'm talking about. A real man takes care of other men's kids. Now, I have some issues with that statement, T-Bitch.
You ain't the only one.
See, this is how messed up America is. And our people. Why is the mark of a real man one that takes care of another man's kids? Can you help me out, T-Bitch?
I was really hoping you weren't looking for a response from me on that one.
And it's not because the original father has passed on. No. It's because the original father is sitting in his apartment in his white tube socks, smoking weed, and just not caring.
Well, he was at the Nets game, too. Because if I'm not mistaken, this past weekend, the Nets played the Miami Heat.
See, this is the cycle, T-Mitch, that you have to go through. The baby daddy, he gets the mother when she's in the best shape she'll ever be in, when she's blemish-free. He has all the fun, and then you have to come along and take him to Disney World. How is that? I don't understand. Somebody out there, help me understand how that is fair.
Yes, somebody should write a song about that. You can get a whole lot of soul out of that topic.
So, T-Bitch, is anything going on in the neo-soul world right about now?
If I'm not mistaken, I know that one of our favorite neo-soul artists, S9V, is going to be performing. She's back off the road, and she's going to be in New York next Friday.
That is right.
So we're still figuring out the information as far as what venue she's going to be at. But I do know that this is a free show, so we'll definitely get the information to you guys next Wednesday where S9V will be.
It's at a small place, though. It's like a small, intimate setting, I think it is.
Yeah, so get there early. Because as Q and I learned, you have to show up an hour before showtime to get into an S9V event.
Yeah, she tends to pack the places out. Shout out to Miss Olivia Gilmore listening in the chat room.
Shout out to Olivia.
Friend
also,
of yours,
I know our other friend, Ife, she's performing in Seattle, her hometown. If I'm not mistaken, it is the 24th. She will be out in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, okay. Well, I do have some bad news.
Yeah, we gotta set them up before we knock them down.
I know, man. The X to the L event at Tillman's in the City has been postponed.
People, please notice that Q said postponed and not canceled.
Yes. Date TNA. No, that's not right. Date
TBD.
That's what I meant.
To be determined.
Wait, it's not TBS?
No, that's the last.
So what's TBS?
TBS is the channel that Tyler Perry got all his shows on.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I was way off, huh?
You was way off on that one. TBD to be determined, or TBA to be... Wow, TBS.
I struggle sometimes, man. I'm sorry. All right. So I had some trivia questions for the giveaways that we were going to do at Tillman's.
Okay.
And now... I don't want to waste my trivia questions, so I'm going to ask you, our listening audience, and Miss Olivia Gilmore, who is relaxing in the chat room right now alone, my trivia questions.
People, please be prepared. These are not easy trivia questions. Q is infamous. He is infamous for watching movies all the way to the very last, like, picture after the credits. And he'll ask you what color the Pegasus was at the end of Coming to America.
None of that is true. I ask very easy questions.
I remember one time he asked us what the serial number on the gun Trinity used in the second Matrix movie.
Well, that's an easy one. But anyway, you know what?
I want to hear these questions.
Okay. But we can't just ask them. What can we give, T-Mitch? Our event has been postponed. What can we do?
Well, I mean, we can offer the winners, I guess, VIP seating.
Hey, that sounds nice. That doesn't sound over the top. That's something we could cover even if, you know, we had to. So, yes.
Right.
How about that? VIP seating to the first event. And a simple question. You can call in or you can hit us in the chat room. I'm going to ask a very, very simple question. And here it is. Name. So you're going to be surprised that it's so simple, T-Bitch.
I'm sitting there like, what is this level of simple?
Name three movies that were in the movie theaters that featured Kadeem Hardison. There you go. Three.
you see what I mean? Do y'all hear what I'm... Do you see what I'm talking about? Not Denzel Washington.
T-Mitch.
Not Eddie Murphy. Not even Jamie Foxx, or at the least Anthony Anderson. But Kadeem Dwayne Wayne Hardison.
How easy is that? Come on.
I can think of three movies that he was in. I can't tell you the names of the movies.
I guarantee you. I bet you our CEO right now is like, man, that's easy. I'm telling you, that's an easy question.
Oh, man.
That's easy. Come on.
Okay, I just thought of one. And that's actually my all-time favorite movie, so that's one.
Okay. It's very disturbing if you have an all-time favorite movie that featured Kadeem Hardison. But
no, it's not because that movie is phenomenal, and that movie is the reason I went to college. Thank you. That laugh means you understand. Thank you. That was a
and
very
you know what?
Good movie.
When I was thinking of three movies that featured him, I wasn't even thinking of that one.
That's a good one.
That is a good movie, actually.
Now I got two. This is very difficult. This is very hard.
I told you it wasn't that bad.
This is difficult. This is very difficult. Well, you know what? We asked people to call in. We didn't give them the number. Everybody, the number is 347-237-5212. And as soon as your number flashes up there, Q will put you on the air, and you can do better than me because I only got two.
And if I feel that you have Googled this, I'm going to ask you a sub question. Like, don't let it just roll off your tongue, all right? Because I will get you with something else. And you know what? I see a call. I don't know if they're just chilling, but we do have a 404 area code in the queue, T-Bitch.
Well, the only way to find out is to put them on the air.
You know
that's
what?
That's only the first question.
We haven't taken a call in a long time. I see a 404 number holding. Let's see if they feel like talking to us tonight for a little bit. Why not? Good evening. You are on the line with the Q-Man and T-Mitch. Who do we got? Good evening, 404 area code. Can you hear us?
Nothing.
They're very shy in the 404 area code, T-Mitch.
No, that's not it. One, she doesn't know who Kadeem Hardison is. And they are having a hard time figuring out what movies he's in also.
But they're on the line.
They probably just want to listen to him, huh?
All right. Well, okay, fine.
Is there another number in the queue?
No, but I think that question was easy.
Wait, hold on, because I'm telling you, I'm only at two. I haven't even figured out a third one myself.
T-Mitch, I'm telling you, that's not bad. There's four. There's four total. You know what? Matter of fact, give me four. Since we, you know what? I can't do the simple question thing.
Because your simple questions are never really simple.
I think that was one of the easiest questions I have ever asked.
That's really how you feel?
Miss Olivia Gilmore said, I can't even find the answers on Google.
Check that cue, man, because people are telling me that they got three. They telling me they know they got three.
All right, let's check the 224, the 973 number. Let's see if they feel like talking to us.
All right.
I seem to be having difficulty with them.
We can't get them on?
They don't know it. No, I can't get them on. That means they don't know it, D-Rich. Well, yeah, you know what? Let's see if our can we check and see if our beloved CEO knows the answer to this.
I mean, we can check, because I swear I don't. I'm stuck at two.
You're horrible. Let's see, Brother Ray.
Gentlemen,
what's going on, man? We hear you fine. How's everything?
I'm doing well, enjoying the show as usual.
Everyone, this is the CEO of X to the L, Ray Farrell. I just needed to say that.
Thanks a lot, man. Hey,
what did you think of the intro?
I'm feeling, truly feeling the intro. I'm quite impressed with Allura, and Team Inch, you have something to do with that as well. You know,
yes.
Both. On and popping, definitely.
So, I knew you'd like it, Ray.
I think it's nice and smooth, but with a nice touch to it. So I'm looking forward to lengthening it out a little bit and letting everyone hear it. So nice.
Cool.
I also want to thank you too much, man. I know it's a difficult time, and I appreciate the fact that you know you're hanging in there and you're doing your thing with us. God bless you and your family, and we're behind you 100% now.
Thank you.
Definitely got to say that. And I also just got to say that we are very sorry about the Tillman's event. We were really hoping to do it on May 1st. We are now going to be doing it on another date. Location is potentially going to change as well. However, I guarantee you we will be having a very nice event in the NYC area. So don't fret, everyone, because we're going to be doing something really kind of nice in the NYC. So and we're going to be letting you guys know as soon as we can. And
TBS.
TBS, right.
Oh, man.
I don't even want to explore what TNA stands for. But Ray.
So, Ray, help me out, man. I had the questions.
I'm trying to avoid that, man. I'm trying to avoid that.
Because I'm telling you, nobody knows three movies.
Ray,
that's why I had
some trivia questions.
But let me give you two.
Okay.
Let me give you two. Love at First. No, it's not Love at First Sight. It's
No, it's not.
It's a vampire movie with Eddie Murphy and
That's one, Vampire in Brooklyn.
That's one, Vampire in Brooklyn.
Exactly, yeah, that's exactly it. And for some reason, I think he was in that Tuskegee Airmen movie that was on HBO.
Oh, I never saw that. We're talking about movies that made the movie theater.
Now, the one that I was talking about was... Now, wait, is there anyone in the queue? Because I don't want to give movies away if there's somebody that... thinks that they know.
We'll move on to another question or something, because I think we've run the course on this one. So
yeah, let's do that. Well, I know that.
That's fine.
Kadeem Hardison was in School Days.
Kadeem Hardison was in School Days. That is correct.
That's right.
He was also in a movie with Marlon Wayans.
Sixth Man.
Yes.
It just dawned on me.
Yes. That's basketball movie, right?
when
yes,
he died.
Yes, you're forgetting the most famous one. White Men Can't Jump.
He wasn't White Men Can't Jump. He did play Wesley's homeboy.
I told you. Told you it was an easy question.
I meant he didn't star in none of those movies.
But you gotta admit, you gotta be of a certain vintage to remember all that.
Oh, okay. So, I have two more. One is Caucasian cinema. One is African American cinema.
All right.
Which one should we blurt out first?
Let's go Caucasian cinema.
Okay. T. Mitch, don't say nothing.
I won't say a word, not a word.
This is a two-part question. Has to do with the Matrix. Now, how many times have you seen the Matrix, Steven?
I have seen the Matrix approximately 678,427 times.
Then there's no way that I should be able to ask you something about that movie you don't know, right?
You're right. There should be no way.
All right, and Ray said that's his favorite movie, right?
Right.
All right. Here's my two-part question. One, what was Neo's full name in that movie? That's the first part. You guys are upsetting me.
Wait, you told me not to say anything.
Anderson.
What was it?
You told me not to say anything.
You can answer this.
I don't have a first name.
What was it, Ray?
I just got Mr. Anderson. That's all I remember.
In the movie they said his first name and his middle initial.
Oh wow! I definitely didn't hear that.
You guys are terrible.
Oh,
are you serious?
Is anybody in the queue?
What scene was it?
Where they said when they interrogated him.
And that's what I see that part, but I'm just so ready to get to Mr. Anderson, I don't hear.
He unraveled the folder and he said his whole name. And then he said, you can go back to being either this person or this person, and said his full name. He said it twice.
You know, buddy, I definitely... I kind of recall that scene, fortunately. Pulling out the rabbit out the hat right now.
You know, these questions would have been so great at Tillman's. I can see that now.
They would. We're going to have to come up with similarly difficult and fun questions as well for the next reschedule.
Don't worry, Ray. I have hundreds of these.
What's the second part of the question?
What was the name of the company he worked for?
Are you kidding me?
I told y'all, this is what he does. He just said,
I know he said that you can go back to your life at blank, you know, software company and go up the corporate ladder, or you can take the road of...
Ray, I'm going to tell you the exact scene where you would know what the name of the company was he worked for. When they first showed the building, it was going down the side of the wall in ginormous letters.
Oh, really? But he also mentions it in interrogation.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
T. Mitch, you said you saw this movie how many times?
Almost 700,000.
Oh, my goodness. Well, his name was Thomas A. Anderson.
Yo, he did say Thomas.
And he worked for Metacortex.
Metacortex, all right.
T-Bitch, you're supposed to know this stuff.
I don't pay attention to screenwriting. Like, I'm just looking at the acting and the action.
And just so you know, someone did just text with the correct answer of his name. So that wasn't that bad a question. So there.
I would agree with you. I think the name you should have gotten, the name of the company, on the other hand.
I wouldn't have got that.
You guys.
That person that texted you probably Googled it.
I'm telling you, right?
Yes, Miss Olivia Gilmore, I am serious with these questions. That wasn't that bad.
I'm trying to tell y'all, it gets worse. Like, these are actually pretty simple questions.
All right. So next at Tillman's, I was going to go to my African-American cinema questions because I am well-versed. And that question had to do with Coming to America, one of my favorite movies.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be upset if I don't get this. I'm going to be very upset.
T-Bitch, are you sure about this?
No, I know I'm going to get it wrong because you're going to ask me what flavored drink was in the concession box when you saw I came in the bathroom line.
Very simple question from Coming to America. What was the address of McDowell's?
Oh, I know that.
It wasn't McDowell's. It was McDowell's, wasn't it? It wasn't McDowell's.
McDowell's.
Okay.
I know that.
Do you know that, Ray?
No, I can't even call him that one.
What was it, T. Mitch?
Oh, man, that's what you asked me before. I can't remember the numbers. Wait. I know it was on Queens Boulevard.
Yes, it was.
Oh, what are the numbers? Oh, I swear to you, I can't even think of one digit.
Oh, T bitch.
Is it one? One, two.
There is not a one in the address of McDowell's.
Oh, what was it? That sucks. I know it's Queens Boulevard, though.
We are going to revoke T Mitch's African American race card.
That's ridiculousness. Do you know how many African Americans don't even know about the movie Coming to America?
You can see Lisa and her family at McDowell's at 8507 Queens Boulevard.
8507.
Come on, team. Come on.
I would be a little scared if someone actually got that. Because that means they're spending way too much time watching that movie.
That's right after the Randy Watson scene, so it makes sense to remember that.
And Ray, CEO of a major neo-soul company, there was a cameo in that movie by a famous female black singer. Who was it?
Was it Whitney Houston? No.
No.
It wasn't Whitney Houston? Okay.
No.
For some reason, it wasn't Aretha Franklin, was it?
No. You're killing me now, Ray. You're killing us right now.
That's that.
We got 90 seconds. Come on, Ray. I need you to get this answer.
Wait a minute. We have 90 seconds. I need to try a few other things.
Oh, go ahead, Ray. Go ahead. I'm sorry. It was Donna Summer, just so you know. Go for it.
It was Donna Summer. Okay.
Yeah. Go for it, Ray.
Disco Queen Donna Summer. All right. Excellent. I want to alert everyone to the fact that we're going to be actually relaunching, revamping x2thel.com in the next couple of weeks. So we're going to be sending out notices to everybody. We're going to be putting up a countdown clock on the site. We're going to be hitting you just about every day with a reminder. Check us out. So we really want to get everyone excited about the fact that XTBL.com, which is already a rich experience, is going to be getting richer. And we want to make sure that everyone really gives us their thoughts on it, what they think about it, how we can make it even better. So check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. We actually just got a platform on Pinterest, which is another social platform. And so we're going to be doing everything we can do to get the music, to get the lifestyle of neo-soul out to folks. And we'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Love to hear what you have to say about the new XBL.com.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good. We will be back next week.
For a really fly intro. We're looking forward to doing some more things with it. And Steve Michigan, we thank you so much, man, for everything you're doing under these difficult circumstances. And we look forward to supporting you in every way you can.
So, on that note, for T. Mitch, for myself, for our CEO, Ray, for our listeners, we will be back next week stronger than ever. And until then, X to the L is out of here.
Good night.